program inviting you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls. Let's start things out with Lewis, listening to KBYO FM in Monroe, Louisiana. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I appreciate you having me on. You know, I started out really thinking about the abortion issue, and as the story developed about the young lady and that was forced to stay in a hospital, I'm really now more on that subject. And I'll tell you, I agree with whichever one of you was saying that basically where does a situation like that end? I mean, what's going to happen if they say you're too heavy? And that's bad for you as well as smoking is. Or let's say you're a NASCAR driver and, you know what? You're too risky to have kids. You know, where does that sort of a question end, in terms of behavior? All of these things are choices, including smoking. People get hooked on it. And you know what? If you're over 35 years old, a lot of your moms probably smoked cigarettes as well when you were kids, you know?
Possibility certainly exists.
That's just a fact of life. People make choices, but if you start mandating what's going to happen to you when you make choices in the free country that we live in, then where does it end? And I agree with whoever brought that up.
Well, what I'm wondering here is, I think that, my partner and I, Ian, was probably with whom you're agreeing. This is Mark. I haven't endorsed in any way legislation or mandates or anything like that. I do understand that those are a big danger in this world where, people who want to tell you how you've got to live your life. I get that. Basically, what I'm endorsing is ostracism or, telling people when you believe that they are participating in bad behavior.
Well, I could see this continuing on to maybe the possibility of people that have ever let's just say the moms that have been out there that have had that have taken crack, for instance, and have had children. The Lord knows we know that there are instances of that across this nation.
Happens.
Well, what happens is the government turn around and say, well, let's basically make these people sterile. I mean, I guess if it starts somewhere and it happens legally one time somewhere, as it did to this woman in Florida, then that's a precedent, and it's just, where does it go from there? It's very dangerous.
Absolutely right. I absolutely share your concerns. And it's not just happening in this one area of mothers and pregnancies. It's happening in general with people being able to choose for themselves the kinds of treatments they want to take versus the kinds that they aren't interested in. And we've talked in the past about various different stories. Much of the time it involves teenagers who have made a decision with their parents together that they don't want to have. For instance, there was a story about chemotherapy. I think it was a 13-year-old boy. He did not want to have. He had taken chemotherapy and did not like it and decided that he wanted to stop and was forced by a court to essentially continue taking this unwanted chemotherapy. It's all in the same category of people being forced by this system, by these laws, by these government people to be treated in ways by the medical doctors that they would otherwise not choose to be treated. And it is a very dangerous precedent to set. And unfortunately, this isn't the first one. It's one of many.
I feel like I'm not being heard here. I feel like I'm not being heard.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Thank you. I feel like I'm not being heard here. Because what I'm not advocating legislation in any of these circumstances.
That's fine, Mark. I was just talking about the slippery slope and the dangers here and what we're seeing happening out there. And you're right. I was a little confused because you were, pretty heavily moralizing. And when I hear that, I think, oh, gosh, someone wants to control me.
As a matter of fact, Mark, you did bring up the moral issue. You talked about the morality of it. And that's the whole thing is that you can't ascribe morality, a generalized morality, to the entire population. People do what they have to do when they have to do it, and it doesn't work for you. I don't like the way my neighbor cuts his yard. You know?
Well, there's a difference between hurting someone and not hurting someone. When he cuts his yard, he cuts it in whatever fashion he cuts it. It's none of your business. But when you know, when you're talking about something different there, where there's an injured party, you wouldn't disagree that murder should across the board. Murder should be outlawed, right?
Right. But I would, no, you're exactly right. Okay, and I do agree with what you're saying. But when you ascribe morality to what a person does for them to themselves as well. And in the case of a mother having a child, that child is a part of her until the child is born. You know,
All I'm proposing here, all I'm saying is that I should be able to control my life, and in my life, I should be able to ostracize and treat poorly people who I believe are doing something wrong. Like, for instance, let's take a situation where a husband,
if they're willing to get punched for it, yeah, absolutely. If you're willing to stand up and be a man and go, okay, you know, I think you're a jerk for smoking cigarettes. Well, somebody's liable to take a swing at you.
They are liable to do that, and I do think that it is a tough position to do what's right. And admittedly, I agree. It is hard to do it. I made a New Year's resolution a year ago, so it's been a full year, that I was going to honk every time I saw somebody throw a cigarette outside of a car. And I'll tell you, I have a difficult time doing it because I don't want to be the guy who steps out of line. It's hard for me to do that. But I think if somebody's doing something wrong, that you should say so. And
what good does that do, man? I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. Want to do it, you get out and get picked up. You know, I mean,
I don't expect them to do that. But I can tell you that when I was 18 years old, I threw something outside of my window of my car, and the guy behind me honked, and I've thought about that ever since. So, yeah, it can do something.
Lewis, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Social ostracism is a powerful tool, and I think that this is a perfect instance to use it.
I'm fully in favor of social ostracism, so I agree with you to that extent, Mark. Although I think that you don't necessarily have to go to the wall with social ostracism right away.
I don't think so either, but I think that I think when you're talking about, I feel strongly about the issue of abortion and children in the womb and all that other stuff.
I think you could start by talking to people you care about and explaining your position.
I'm not saying you go and kick them in the shin, Ian. I'm just, these are positions that one can take.
Let's continue. A.B. is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, A.B.
Oh.
A.B.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay. Well, now that you guys kind of made up on air, I'm not sure I have anything to add, except that I would have to agree with Ian on, you can't really kick him on the shin. Well, I guess you both agree on that part. But I'd have to say it's like kind of like how you treat military people when they come home from Iraq. You know that they probably don't understand what it is that they did. When they were over there in Iraq, and I don't think you necessarily have to, scream at them, spit at them, and ostracize them, because, they killed perhaps innocent people, and they might not understand that. But I think the best thing to do is just to educate people, and even if they did something that you view as wrong, like in the case of abortion, they committed an abortion in the past, you could work on educating them and letting them know, like, the facts of your case and showing them different things, and I'm pretty sure most people are smart enough to pick up on what's right and wrong.
Hey, yeah. A.B., I'm not advocating social ostracism in the case of somebody who has had an abortion. I don't think that there's any point in that. I understand that it's a fine line in what I'm trying to distinguish here. What I was saying is in the instance of a mother who's, say, smoking in public, big old belly, puffing on a cigarette, that perhaps somebody might, express to her that that's, not the greatest thing to be doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right, but to do it in a caring manner and a loving manner versus a vitriolic manner.
I think that's more effective. However, I would like to say that, that there are times when people sort of react to strangers in a vitriolic fashion, and it is very powerful. I'm not talking about hurting anybody. I'm just talking about, letting somebody know in a very forceful fashion that what they're doing is unacceptable.
Well, I mean, I would say that could work, but when you're, like, being forceful with someone else like that, sometimes you invite them to being forceful back, and I guess if you're up to taking the retaliation and hoping that they don't take out the retaliation by doing what you were trying to tell them not to do more often.
It's possible. I mean, that's another thing that that's another thing that one needs to look at is, you know, is it going to cement this person into their position by taking a harsh stance? I've done both in my life.
Hey,
I've been on the receiving side and done both.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The head gangster is giving a State of the Union address. We might tune into that here in a little bit and provide some commentary. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Comes right into your email box, and it's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy for your search. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com, and there's big start page news coming tomorrow.
Ooh.
So, yeah, get the jump on it by going to startpage.com today, and right there you can click on the little thing, and it'll allow you to have the start page right inside your browser, just like all the other search engines.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Gilbert is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gilbert.
Hi, yes. About the lady and the social ostracism, I think that's the terminology we're using. That only works with people who care. When people are extremely selfish, and I think that would be the case with this woman.
Could be.
I don't think they would care, and I think that
It depends. I mean, it depends on the strength of the ostracism. It depends on how widespread it is. If it's just somebody who sees them in public and gives them a piece of their mind, then, yeah, they're not going to care about that. But if it's close friends, if it's family members, if it's a significant portion of the people that they interact with on a daily basis, then all of a sudden they'll likely start to care.
Some may, but when somebody's extremely addicted to a drug... you know, the drug overtakes any opinion that any other person may have of them.
Agreed.
I think the situation that you guys were talking about regarding the lady being held by force in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's a choice between wrong and worse. It isn't a choice between wrong and right. I mean, there is no right in this one. If you let her go, you're irresponsible, and you feel kind of like... yeah, like you're letting her do severe damage to a child that may be born with this deficit, maybe intelligence deficits or something wrong with them. But if you force her there, then you feel like you're being the Gestapo, you're being the government that we criticize so much.
Yeah, right. So, and it's and really, you know, it's the balancing of the situation, because which is worse, the stress that the woman feels by being incarcerated in the hospital, which is going to be severe, or the smoking. And I don't think that either this judge and, quite honestly, this doctor are the ones that are qualified to be able to make that decision.
Yeah, but them letting her go and letting her continue that behavior, and which led, I believe, to the stillbirth.
You're just making an assessment.
I think it's, you know, if you would put it to a poll, I think most people would say that would be the reason that she was extremely irresponsible with her health.
Argumentum ad populum. It doesn't really matter.
Are you saying that it was appropriate to tie this woman down to a bed?
I think it was inappropriate, but I think the other thing would be worse.
You think it would be worse to allow her to continue her behavior, so
right.
Therefore you accept the idea that on the decision of a man in a robe that a woman should be tied down to a bed if they decide they don't like the way she is taking care of herself.
I don't think that she should, but I think that the alternative is worse.
I disagree completely. I think the alternative, while it may be undesirable, is best, because it allows people to freely make choices for themselves and feel the consequences of their actions later on down the line, whereas what you're advocating is far worse, because it's the slippery slope that I was
talking
about earlier. You strap down one woman to a bed because she's smoking cigarettes while she's having a baby, and then you've got all kinds of other things that are being forced, all kinds of other treatments and things like that are being forced on other people.
So you wouldn't, let's say she's shooting up heroin through her stomach and she's putting it through the baby first because she gets off on it going through the baby before it goes through her. You wouldn't stop her? You wouldn't force her to stop doing that?
Yeah, it's really none of my business. I think it's tragic, and I might talk to her if I were a friend of hers.
Well, first off, the point that you made is an extreme one, right?
Right.
What how is it that the doctor found out that she's still smoking? Likely, the fat lady told her, you know? And so, you know, more than likely, she's not going to say, yes, I'm shooting up heroin through the baby because I get off on it. So that's, you know, the extreme circumstance doesn't really play in this situation. And the previous caller, I felt, made a good point, which is many of us over the age of 35, which is myself, and I don't know whether you and not Ian, probably were born to women who were smoking during their pregnancy. Also, this woman has two kids. Let's assume that she smoked through those pregnancies too. I do not advocate you know, that this woman smoked during her pregnancy, but I just think that it's an assessment. Like it's a cultural conversation or meme or whatever that's going on right now that smoking is absolutely terribly hideously bad for a child, and I think that it might be being overstated right now just because there's this whole big wave against smoking, if you know what I mean.
Right, right, but there does have to be a point where people do have to intervene and put a stop to somebody that is doing something extremely irresponsible, like the extreme example that I gave. And I think that I know that I would hate to see the government have to do that or the police or whatever. But like I said, it's not a situation where it's right or wrong. It's a situation where it's wrong or it's worse, and life gives us many of those situations.
As long as, Gilbert, as long as you're willing to you yourself be at some point in your life, have your freedom to choose how you are taken care of and the medical treatments that you receive or don't receive, as long as you're willing to give up that right and that ability to choose, then you should feel okay with doing that to someone else, because it may come around to bite you in the butt.
Well, if I'm that stupid and I'm that selfish, I think, and I'm in that drug-induced that where I'm...
It doesn't necessarily have to do with being stupid, yeah, selfish, or drug-induced. It can simply have to do with the fact that people who are not like you get in control of the government and decide that something that you do that they don't like should be outlawed, or something that you aren't doing that they do like should be forced upon you.
And I agree with you 1%, but you're looking for an absolute solution. And rarely in life do you find absolute solutions.
What do you mean? I'm looking for an
absolute solution for you, Gilbert. Here's an absolute solution. Everybody needs to take responsibility for themselves. If this physician is willing to take responsibility, if this judge is willing to take responsibility for their actions, and it's found through, you know, some kind of testing, and I'm not sure how that would come about, but if it's found through some kind of testing that this baby was born stillborn because of the stress that was the stress, and when one might say that it's the stress induced by being incarcerated, then if those judges are willing to, you know, the judge and the doctor are willing to take whatever sort of repercussions, I don't know what a dead baby's worth to this woman, but, you know, I think they should be responsible for compensating her for that.
Just really quick, I want to see what you guys think about this. I think that abortion at the beginning of the term should be legal, and at the end should be illegal, and I think there's already, like, we already have a natural way of determining that. And I think my opinion is that if you have a miscarriage within the first few weeks, you know, you just flush it down the toilet.
They don't even know. Yeah.
And a lot right. Of you just give it the flush test. But if you have a miscarriage at 7 months and the baby is born and you try to save it and it doesn't make it, you give it a funeral, right? So I think that there's a point in time where we give the fetus more importance. And I think at that time, like maybe 4 or 5 months, we should respect the fetus and be prior to that. We should.
Gilbert, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about anything. Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams. There's a broadband version, a dial-up version, a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about the Free Talk Live listen lines. Again, that's over at listen.freetalklive.com.
And the Institute for Humane Studies has, several different internships that if you're of college age, you can sort of check out. There are production internships, journalism internships, and public policy internships, either with state or national organizations. You can check them all out at libertarianinternships.com. They have housing assistance, stipends, and courses to help you with it. You know, it's not like, in this employment market, you as a college student are going to find a lot to do this summer. So go check out libertarianinternships.com.
All right, we continue here with your calls. Ladies first, Stephanie is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I sort of caught bits and pieces of this story that you were covering, and if I understood it correctly, there was a doctor that forced a woman to stay in the hospital because she was smoking or something like that?
She was pregnant, fairly pregnant. He found out probably from her own admission that she'd been smoking cigarettes throughout the first 6 months of the pregnancy. And he said that she needed to stop. She didn't seem too interested. So he went to a judge to get an injunction of some sort to force her to stay in the hospital. She then gave birth to a stillborn baby 3 days later.
Oh, that's really a shame that the baby was stillborn. But, I mean, this story just sounded out of this world to me because it seemed like the doctor was doing an extremely poor job of communicating to the patient why she had to stop smoking or why she should stop smoking. And, you know, I assume that she was, you know, pregnant and carrying the baby to term because she wanted to have a child.
One would assume.
Yeah, and, I mean, if she actually wanted to have a child and have it be healthy and have, you know, even if she just wanted her own life to be, you know, preserved and not have all these risks and complications, it seemed like if the doctor explained that to her, that it was risky that she was smoking and she might put herself or the baby in jeopardy, then maybe she would have stopped. And,
right. And
why did he need to go and bring the state into it? It just doesn't make any sense.
I agree absolutely that this doctor did a really bad job, I would assume, of communicating his position. For one thing, when it, you know, it's in the long term, not smoking, say, you know, half the cigarettes that you were going to smoke during, you know, your pregnancy isn't going to do anything for your lungs, but it is going to do something for that child. When we were talking about cigarettes, and I've read a little bit, so I mean, I've had a lot of a layperson's understanding of what cigarettes do to children in the womb. It's Stephanie gone?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, there's a funny noise in the line. I have sort of a layperson's understanding here, and each cigarette is detrimental to the child. Not in a terrible kind of born with a three eyes kind of sense, but it's not good for them. You know, they're just their whole systems don't develop as well. And this doctor could have said something like, look, it's very important. Every cigarette that you can choose not to smoke is so important to your baby, that baby that you're going to care for and you're going to love. And, here's what I can do. I can give you a prescription. I can, I can get that prescription subsidized because I'm just going out on a limb here. The lady smoking, going to the doctor. Maybe she can't afford it. I don't know. I can get this subsidized in some way prescription that, that'll help you to stop smoking. I took this Chantix. It's not for everybody, but it really did work for me. And it was just a pill, and, you know, I couldn't. Smoking wasn't any fun anymore. There are all kinds of different ways.
Certainly would have been more constructive had he approached it in that manner.
Right. He could have gone. There are all kinds of ways that doctors have to go about helping people to quit smoking. Plus, I found that, even the hypnotism thing seems to work for some people.
Oh, yeah. There are tons of different tactics that the doctor should have and could have tried before he, you know, I don't think he should have used force at all, but if he, you know, was going to do that, he should have at least, you know, tried to talk to her and reason with her beforehand. And I kind of see that example as part of a trend among doctors. Like, I'm thinking, for instance, when, you know, parents don't want to vaccinate their children. And I'm probably opening a can of worms by saying this, but, doctors will try to use force, and they don't really spend a lot of effort using persuasive techniques and trying to explain why they think it's a good idea for the parents to vaccinate their children, or why they think it's a good idea for the patient to, you know, take their cholesterol medication or whatever. It seems like they just either are too lazy to explain those things or don't know how to effectively communicate those, or
it would seem you're right about that, because you got to be lazy if you're going to the government to have a man in a robe order men with badges and guns.
Don't forget that doctors believe that that surgeons are known to have God complexes, right? So they
not just surgeons, it's a lot of doctors, and it's very disturbing to me. I think it's disgusting. I'm in medical school right now, and I see like a lot of people around me who don't think that there's anything wrong with forcing patients to do things that are quote unquote good for them or in their best interest. And I do see a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, if they've sworn an oath to do no harm, I don't think they realize that when they're going to the state Maybe it's not they themselves that are strapping the woman down to the bed. Maybe it's somebody else, but they're the ones who have initiated that force. They're the ones that have started that process, and they are actually engaging in doing harm by doing that, even if they do believe or even if they're telling themselves that, well, it's for her own good.
Sure, and like you said, Ian, before, it's a real slippery slope argument because you could sort of say, if you were a statist, I guess, that, you know, anything a pregnant woman does which is suboptimal is grounds for forcing her to do the thing that is quote-unquote right or healthy or whatever. And so where does it stop? And
it doesn't stop. I mean, it can go down to the point where eventually, once they get more kind of genetic manipulation down of babies, where some of these do-gooders could say, well, if you don't genetically manipulate your baby to be this, that, and this, then, you know, you're doing possible harm, and so we're going to force you to make sure your baby is blonde hair and blue eyes or whatever the heck it is that the sickos in power would want.
That's certainly another step, but speaking of, suboptimal circumstances during pregnancy, I've got somebody sent me a little article here, and it's from the Roanoke Times from 2004. It says Melissa Williams, 35, is a resident of Bullitt and worries about the effect of her unborn child of the sound of jackhammers in her neighborhood. It's got her standing out in front her front yard, the big old belly, and a cigarette in her hand.
Nice.
She's worried about jackhammers.
Stephanie, any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it. You guys have a good night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the inside the medical system perspective. And thank you again. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wow.
Yeah, man. You know, it just goes to show different people, you know, different perspectives on things. And it's not going to be easy to solve these problems.
Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Okay, just one, as a point of historical reference, of course, I want to point out that as far as social ostracism, it had some effect on me when I was a member of the New Hampshire legislature, let's just say. On September 17th, 2005, Dr. Stephen Serlin was on his way to go perform an emergency C-section at Glens Falls Hospital in upstate New York when he got arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Hmm.
There was a delay in the operating room. They have, a couple hours later called another doctor in to perform the C-section. And then the mother and child got transferred to Albany. And a doctor at Albany told the mother that the delay in the operating room could have contributed to those complications.
Oh, no.
So doctors can can mess up, too, and all because I don't know if the doctor mentioned to the cops that the doctor was on the way to perform an emergency C-section. But you know, there's something else I need to point out here.
What's that?
Can you turn down the music? I need to elaborate.
We'll do it whenever we're ready. Hang on, Tom. We'll bring it back.
You can turn down the music. We don't really have any control over
that. We're nailed to the music. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what else he has to point out. Take your calls about whatever you want in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the live streams, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. It's all free for you on our brand new redesigned website, FTL 2.0. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and if you want to help us out, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board around the world, and expose new people to freedom. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. SchoolSucksProject.com is brought to you by Jason Osborne at SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us, so go for it.
Yeah, when DWI lawyers want to practice and want to specialize in that, I've been reading a lot of their websites, and some of these people don't mess around. They become certified not only as operators of the Intoxilizer 5000 and certified to perform the field sobriety tests, they become certified instructors in how to teach cops how to do the field sobriety test and how to teach people how to use the breathalyzer, this certified repair and maintenance certificates that they keep current. So they know the intoxilizer 5,000 backwards and forwards, and they know the field sobriety test backwards and forwards. But when people exercise their constitutional right to have the assistance of counsel for their defense, there is a heavy tax on their lawyer's fees in the form of this extra education that they need so they can prepare wills and pursue patent infringement and stuff that they have no interest whatsoever in, all the other areas of law in which they have no interest that doesn't even pertain to DUI defense. And when lawyers, in order to become legally allowed to practice law in the court, have to go to school longer and longer, that just adds to the cost of hiring a lawyer, and it makes it more difficult for us to fight back in court, even before the government's puppet judges and the government's kangaroo courts. It makes it even more difficult because it's so expensive to hire a lawyer.
So you're saying that the attorneys that are DUI attorneys are also training the police on how to get more, create more DUIs?
No, they're just becoming certified in that so that they know the stuff. They need to know the stuff, the material. So they go to school and they take the same courses that an instructor would take. They don't actually go out and later teach it any more than they would go out and perform field sobriety tests.
What you're saying is that's increasing the cost. You're saying that's increasing the cost of the attorney?
The cost of those courses is necessary for these guys to be experts in DUI defense, but the cost of learning how to prepare wills and how to, and all the aspects of patent infringement lawsuits and all these other things that
have to learn when they're in school, even if all they want to do is DUI?
That's right.
I got you now, Tom. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You're right. I mean, it is common in this government school system that is out there where essentially, there's all kinds of minimum things that that people have to learn, different courses they have to take that may not have anything to do with their eventual major, whether we're talking about lawyers or other career paths, all kinds of mandatory classes that are just completely unnecessary that just add to the cost of what it costs to get those degrees, and somebody has to pay those costs down the line.
Yeah, you'd think that people should be able to get the education that they want to get. It's a free country, right?
No, you get the education we decide.
Yeah. You know, we have a caller, Gene the Christian Anarchist, who's not only a caller but an amplifier of the show. He tells a story of, I believe it's some relative of his wife who's also a doctor, who's working up in Alaska in kind of a la Northern Exposure situation where they're the doctor for some native-type people on some little island out in the Aleutian chain where everybody there in the entire village goes out and works on the fishing boats.
Yeah,
they're I suppose that some of them may go and do other things, but all of them, in order to get some government education, have to go through 12 years and learn all kinds of things that they have nothing to do with.
Completely
fishing.
Completely useless.
And different states require some kids to go until they're 18, and this really just impoverishes the family.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Dennis, what's on your mind tonight?
I have pretty huge and awesome news concerning the drug war in New Hampshire.
Really?
How so?
So there was a bill, I think you guys mentioned it the other day, a bill put up to tax and regulate the sale of marijuana in the state, which obviously is not the total decrim allowing it to be sold on schoolyards that some of the hosts of the show might endorse. However,
wasn't there also a decrim bill put up?
Yes, there's also there's like actually three different marijuana freedom related bills currently working their way through the system.
Okay.
And this particular one, basically tax and regulate, was put up by there are four sponsors of the bill. Two of them are Republicans. Two of them are Democrats. Two of them are Free State Project members who moved to New Hampshire for more liberty, got themselves elected. And one of them is a New Hampshire Liberty Alliance member who happens to be a New Hampshire native. So it's pretty, pretty across the board.
But I thought I saw something that did not have a success. It only had a partial success today.
I think a lot depends on how you define partial success. Given the fact that our governor just vetoed a medical marijuana bill, the most milquetoast medical marijuana bill they could possibly put up in front of him.
Yeah.
And he vetoed it. Anything with the word marijuana in it, you would assume right now is like, well, look, let's put it to bed, go through the motions, get it over with, it's done, it's kill, right? So this bill, they had the public hearing on, and of course, New Hampshire Common Sense Marijuana Coalition was there. Matt Simon and crew, who is another free stater that started a pro-marijuana lobby and has just done an awesome, awesome job. Not being weird, being very, you know, inside the system, talking common sense. They had today what they call the exec session, where the committee gets together and as a group, as a unit, they vote on whether they recommend this bill should pass or fail. The initial motion right out of the gate was ought to pass. And in this, and this was in the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. This is a committee that is shocked to the gills with ex-cops. Okay. The thing came out 8-10. Very split vote. Like, in other words, one more person, they would have, one more pro-liberty person on that committee, they would have had a tie. Two more pro-liberty people on that committee, and this would have come out ought to pass, done with it. Okay.
How does that compare to prior criminal justice votes on criminal justice committee?
Anything marijuana freedom comes out of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee inexpedient to legislate. That's just how they work. But what is amazing, and actually there's video of the discussion, there are longtime ex-cops and Republican types, like pretty establishment Republican types, talking amongst themselves, you know, in the formal executive session, saying, look, this goes against my grain. This goes against everything I've ever thought about marijuana. But looking at the evidence that's been provided to me, I have to recommend this bill ought to pass.
Mm.
This prohibition isn't working. And these are, you know, guys with R next to their name, like Republicans.
Yeah.
With this prohibition, and they're sounding like LEAP officers. I mean, you know, back when we thought LEAP was good, right? They're literally giving LEAP talking points. Look, prohibition isn't working. Get it out of the hands of the children.
Dennis, what do you credit this change in attitude amongst these folks? What do you credit what do you credit that to?
I credit it all completely to New Hampshire Common Sense, nhcommonsense.org. This group that was started by some free staters, especially a guy named Matt Simon, who is awesome, and actually some other Free Talk Live listeners, actually, who are kind of prominent, have also, been members of this organization, and they're just so professional, and they're so non-threatening, non-confrontational. They've spent the last, I would say, you know, 2-3 years supporting marijuana bills that are not crazy bills, with just calm discussion, and they've been winning hearts and minds.
And they've done it even with the cannabis celebrations that have been happening across the state. So it's all working together. Dennis, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. If we didn't get to your call, sorry about that. We'll hit you tomorrow. Dial us up at the beginning of the show. In fact, speaking of this issue, Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is supposed to be with us at the start of the show tomorrow night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.